You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy collides with real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're talking about invisibility on today's show, and in the military, invisibility means camouflage. In the past few years, U.S. military uniforms have expanded beyond traditional camo, and we're going to bring in Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer. She's reported from Washington on military uniform spending and how it's changing at the Pentagon. So, Nancy, how much does the U.S. spend on camo uniforms, and where does all that money come from?
You and me, Lizzie. The Government Accountability Office figured all this out. It says the Pentagon spent more than $12 million just to design and develop all these different camouflage patterns, and millions more to actually distribute the uniforms. And eventually, there were at least 10 different uniforms with different camouflage patterns.
So what's the situation now?
Congress kind of put a stop to this. It included a provision on camouflage in the National Defense Authorization Act, which sets the Pentagon's budget. And the act lays out a policy to eliminate the development and fielding of camouflage uniforms designed for just one military branch, with the eventual goal of having everybody wear the same couple of basic designs. Of course, there's no deadline for this. And Congress didn't tell the secretary exactly how many patterns he's allowed to have, and there are exceptions to the rules. So, for example, you can still have different camo patterns for special operations troops.
That sounds like a recipe for figuring this out in the future. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
These days, the Defense Department is interested in something a little more complicated. It's camo inspired by animals, like squid, that can change color to match their surroundings. Producer Eliza Mills went to a chemical engineering lab at the University of California, Irvine. Both the Defense and Energy Departments are funding research there into how a squid protein could help create better camouflage. Eliza spoke to Alon Gorodetsky. He's the chemical engineering professor heading up the research. So let's play some tape.
I have glasses for your own safety. Let's say somebody drops something or there's a spill, and that odd chance, you wouldn't want to get it in your eyes. They're precious.
Eliza, we've got you with us now. All right, so you put your goggles on. Tell me what that lab looked like.
The lab was pretty busy. It's full of students. There's a lot going on. Tubes spinning in water, a little bit of fire.
Wait, I'm sorry, fire?
Fire, but it's a confidential project, so I can't tell you any more about it.
Okay. So let's turn to the squid situation here. What exactly are they doing?
They're basically making squid. So picture a squid or an octopus and how sometimes they suddenly change color and disappear into their surroundings.
Okay.
What they're doing at the lab is making the protein called reflectin that let the squid do that. And basically what this protein does is manipulate the light. At the lab, Professor Gorodetsky and his students make a synthetic version of reflectin, so there aren't thousands of dead squid around.
That makes sense.
The centerpiece of the lab is actually a machine that they use to purify this protein.
So here you have a little robotic arm that will go down. It will pick up a vial, and then it'll take a needle, and it'll put the needle in that vial, and then it will inject the protein through this column. It'll come out here, going through a few loops, and then we'll collect it in another vial like this one, and then treat it and process it and use it for coating surfaces.
Coating surfaces. So what does he mean? That basically they've been using kind of stickers, right?
Right. And the refined protein that comes out looks almost like colorless, translucent jello. Once it's over 99% pure, Gorodetsky and his team apply it to tape that's actually commercially available. And he describes it almost like the process of putting spackle onto a wall. It's the coated tape that really takes on the squid-like camouflage properties.
Its ability to form structures that have unique optical properties is what makes it special. We found some interesting electrical properties as well. But for our camouflage studies, we're more focused on making films of it or layers on surfaces and then tuning those layers so that they reflect light of different wavelengths.
So once they've got this reflectin on a surface, can it actually change color like a squid?
Sort of. What Gorodetsky's working on and what other researchers at MIT are working on is something called dynamic camouflage. And the key part of this is change. So the material coated with squid protein appears to change colors because it's reflecting light. And it can actually also reflect infrared light, which most things can't. And that means that soldiers could use the tape to create patterns on uniforms that would help them identify members of a team in the dark and potentially reduce friendly fire.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so what does it look like when it changes color?
Professor Gordeski showed me a small piece of this coated material. It had kind of a metallic blue color to it, but if you were to put it on a red piece of paper, it would respond by reflecting that light back, and you'd see red.
That is amazing. Okay, so right now this is, you know, on a tape or sticker, sort of little pieces of coated material. Spin this forward. What happens down the road, and what are the sort of practical applications for this that could maybe change camouflage?
Well, this work is still in very early stages, and right now a lot of the funding actually comes from the Department of Energy and a clothing company called Under Armour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's because the same elements that cause reflectance to manipulate the light could be part of designs for clothes that help people regulate their body temperature to keep cool during a workout or to keep warm with a really thin jacket.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. But Gorodetsky says that the energy and camouflage applications are two sides of the same coin. Dynamic camouflage is in the future, even though some of it sounds totally sci-fi right now.
In the next decade or so, maybe something along the lines of a color-changing shirt. I think I look even further, maybe, you know, even 30, 40 years down the line, where you could have a shirt that looks more like formal wear in one situation and then changes to look more like an informal t-shirt in another situation.
That is amazing. Eliza, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lizzie.